Hello, everybody. On a Sunday evening, late Sunday evening, you're listening to Butch on Sports. Simply Butch is here, and as always, thanks for tuning in there. Yes, I'll give you some sports news. Always, I say, that you can't get enough of, and then some, and a little bit more. So let's get right on into it. This will be an abbreviated version of Butch on Sports tonight there. If you have not found out, by now, and it's around about almost 9 o'clock when we're doing this podcast tonight here, the Lions cannot go to the playoffs this year. Why? Because the Seattle Seahawks, who trailed in the fourth quarter, did their darnest to come back in the game and take it to overtime after missing a field goal as time expired in regulation there. They could have won it there, but again, the field goal was missed. An interception in overtime was set up by the Seattle Seahawks drive, highlighted by some big plays by Kenny Walker III, a former Michigan State grad there, and Tyler Lockett to get the Seattle Seahawks in field goal range. Jason Myers didn't miss again. His field goal beat the Los Angeles Rams by the final score of 19-16 that kept the Seahawks alive for at least a few more hours there. However, the Seahawks then had started rooting for the Lions, who were eliminated because Seattle beat them this year earlier in the season. Now, a Lions win over the Packers on Sunday Night Football would put the Seattle Seahawks in the playoffs. However, the NFL announced that just like this, if Green Bay wins, Seattle's dreams are over for the year, just like the Lions. And Green Bay will walk Tootsie right on into the playoffs starting next weekend. The big extravaganza there. Right now, let's see. Give you a score in the first quarter. With about a minute, some odd seconds left, the Packers are leading 6-3 over the Lions there. That's going to be a very long game because it's a very cold day, or night, I should say, in Green Bay. Oh, my. Speaking of all the other NFL playoff announcements, which will be very clear on Wednesday's show, how this is going to all break out when the brouhaha is all done and everybody figures out where they're going to be, because there are some positions that are not clear right now in the NFL playoffs there. And again, this is the last game of the season period for anybody of the Lions and the Packers there. However, it was announced on that the Buffalo and Cincinnati game will not be resumed, and it has been permanently canceled. Now, Roger Goodell informed our club that his decision early was speaking with the Bills, the Bengals, and NFL Players Association leaders. He said it's a very difficult week, and it had been a very difficult week as they continue to focus on the recovery of Damar Hamlin, who right now is encouraged. He's sitting up with his parents, although he is still in critical condition at this present time. And looked a lot better than he did when he went on in there. He's sitting up. He's being responsive. He's being able to talk. He doesn't have a tube in his mouth or down his throat. And he's getting better and better every single day. Still, again, I repeat that he's still in the critical condition there. But again, improvements on this condition as tremendous outpouring of his support and care for Damar and his family across the country has been outstanding there. Also, they appreciated of the work of the medical personnel, and they also commented about that every time they had got a chance to, and I'm talking about the Hamlin family as well there. So, don't threat. Now, if the if the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs get to play again in the finals, that game will be on neutral site. Period. That'll be on a neutral site. That decision was by the NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell and also the Players Association. And a lot of them were very disappointed because not playing in the Buffalo Bill Cincinnati game to its conclusion had no effect on the clubs who qualified for the postseason anyway. No club will qualify for the postseason, and no club would have been eliminated based on the outcome of that particular game that was not played. But, again, you know, drama is everywhere there, boys and girls. And right now, if Kansas City and Buffalo get to meet, that game will be on a neutral site. Period. Plain and simple. Okay, so, hey, that's the way it spins in that land. Again, I'm looking at the scoreboard right now, end of the first quarter. Lions are losing to Green Bay by a score of 3-6 there. A little bit more sports news that you can't get enough of. After Michigan got beat up to a pulp by TCU, you think it'd be over for the Wolverines this season. But again, a lot of clubs in the National Football League are looking for the services of Jim Harbaugh. However, before all that happens, and this is where the scenario gets a little thicker, okay? The Wolverine would probably continue to add some loose pieces to their transfer portal, and it seems like the Wolverines have gotten in trouble with that as the NCAA dropped a bombshell on them last Thursday that Michigan is under investigation for potential NCAA violations. Earlier, some reports indicate that those violations were minor in nature. However, now, new reports have suggested that something was a little bit more serious and that might be relevant when the NCAA reveal its changes in the coming days and weeks there. Now, according to ESPN, Jim Harbaugh is alleged to have not been forthcoming with the investigation, which could have a multi-game suspension as a punishment if he should return as a head coach for the University of Michigan. Now, my opinion on this particular is, before Jim Harbaugh take a suspension for the University of Michigan on something of the portal where everyone is throwing in their dollars and cents and having a happy-go-lucky time, one of those coaching spots in the NFL is greatly open. I think, in my judgment right now, that Harbaugh would love to take care of the Colts if he's offered that job. But he has not been offered that job at the present time. He has been offered conversation with the Denver Broncos. He has been offered conversation with the Carolina Panthers. And I'm quite sure when Black Monday happens, which is tomorrow in the NFL, he will get more flavor with being able to be talked to by other teams involving that. Although Harbaugh said, hey, look, I don't mind coaching in the NFL, but you know what? I'm not going to be bothered with these long interviews and all this other hoopla blah. I had enough with that with Minnesota last year, which ended up to be absolutely nothing because Minnesota had already made their choice. I was just the back burner play and might force some hands where that particular choice, which, by the way, Minnesota got a doggone good coach there and they had a doggone pretty good year. They're in the playoffs. They win the division that the Lions are happily in. And things are going to go well with the Vikings, although a lot of people say the Vikings are not that team that's going to win too much in the playoffs. Well, again, that's a wait-and-see proposition there. But right now, yes, Harbaugh will know in the coming days or weeks, will he be with the University of Michigan? Will he take the punishment that's going to be handed out to him by the NCAA for information that has not been forthcoming to them? Hey, we'll wait and see. I'm betting 10 to 1 to a dozen of donuts that Harbaugh is not coming back to the University of Michigan this year. Unless something can be settled outside that door. A triple-double by James Harden. And a strong, outstanding finish with Tyrese Maxey, 23 points, and Montrezl Harrell with 20 points was enough to dispose of the Detroit Pistons at Little Caesars Arena. With a 123-111 score there, Detroit trailed by as many as 23 points in the second half and lost by double digits despite shooting over 50% overall from the floor. The Pistons is a bag of garbage right now here, and I don't know what's going on. And, you know, a lot of people say, why is this man still coaching when he has no control over the team at all, no influence at all over any of these young kids playing any kind of defense? It's a big fat mess. Of course, you got an owner who, I guess, okays all this for whatever reason. In the meanwhile, not good news for Detroit Pistons as well, as Marvin Bagley III underwent successful surgery last week on Thursday to repair a fracture in his third and fourth bone in his hand. So I didn't know it was that bad, but it shows, okay? Bagley suffered the injury in the 57 mark of the second quarter at the Portland game on January the 2nd there. Of course, it took time to get his opinions and whatnot there, but the successful surgery went on as modified there on Thursday of last week there by Dr. Michelle Carlson at the Hospital for Special Surgery in New York City, in consultation with the team orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Bill, at Henry Ford Health there. Bagley will be reevaluated in approximately around about 6 weeks to see where that's going to go. Betting one to a dozen of donuts that Bagley's not going to be seen heads or tails of Detroit Pistons to about March of this year, if that. If he's not traded by then. Hey, I'm just saying. Red Wings. They lost in Toronto last night there by a final score of, 4-1 after starting the scoring off at Scotiabank Arena in Toronto. Yeah. After that, everything went downhill in the second and third period for the Detroit Red Wings. Not very good on the road, the Red Wings is. But again, that's a work in progress. And you can see the work in progress from the record there. It's not like the Pistons where they got nothing to show for it. They're constantly making moves, constantly tweaking and squeaking. Hey, there you go. I can give you only so much. As far as All-Stars is concerned, for the week of the All-Star weekend, Dylan Larkin of Detroit Red Wings, is one of the All-Stars that will be appearing in the All-Star game upcoming. Now, the fans have a chance to vote for 12 more All-Stars there, presented by Guarantee Rate, will enable the fans to complete an All-Star roster by selecting 12 additional All-Stars, 2 skaters, and 1 goaltender for each of those particular 4 All-Star teams. And those 4 All-Star teams are the Pacific Division, the Metropolitan Division, the Central Division, as well as the Atlantic Division there, which, by the way, the Atlantic Division is where the Detroit Red Wings lie there. And I don't see them getting another player in the All-Star game if you tripped over them. I don't see it happening there. But again, you have that chance to vote on whatever player you want to see and 1 goaltender, okay? So guidelines are on the NFL All-Star Fan Vote site. You can go on the internet and look that up, the 2023 NHL All-Star Fan Vote. put that in the old Googler or whatever it may be you're using, and that will come up and take you to the site where you can vote. It won't be long until that is cut off, boys and girls. So get your vote in and go to do your voting as quickly, as soon as possible, okay? As soon as possible. I'm looking at the score there in the second quarter with the Lions and the Packers there. Again, 3-6 is the score. Packers are leading. Oh, by the way, it's on NBC, of course, if you want to see the game there. I am done for this evening there. Yours truly has had a very trying day, up close and personal, but I'm not taking that on nobody else. But I'm glad that you turned in and tuned in on this particular podcast. Butcher on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. Check out Butcher on Sports on Facebook, always on Facebook, as well as go to the homepage at podomatic.com. Just type in SimplyButchToO. .podomatic.com. And you can also go to thegatesportsshow.podbean.com as well to get Butcher on Sports, hopefully, okay? As a lot of news been trending there. And this week we'll do our first broadcast for the network GoLiveSportsCast.com there. And you can see us on Roku as well as some other channels there over a smorgasbord of the sports OTT channels that they are set up on that Roku station there. So we'll have more to display to you this upcoming week. And on Wednesday on the show, give you the rundown on when that show can be looked up by you and take a whiff of it there. Excuse me. Had to cough. But other than that there, have a good beginning of the week, boys and girls. Again, Butcher on Sports is the presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. Have a great week, and tune in on Wednesday for another edition of Butcher on Sports. Yes, the podcast edition.